Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Scruggs has it all. John Deere tractors, big and small. Loaded out gators and mowers for every yard. Implements, we've got them. Plus expert sales, full parts, and factory authorized service. Scruggs, we have what you want for less.
What's up? Welcome in on this Friday night, and Ole Miss is one win away from going back to the College World Series. My name is Michael Borky. This, of course, the Rebel Report podcast, live after Ole Miss gets the win over Auburn, 6-4. There were some tight spots in this game one, no doubt about it, but Ole Miss was able to get it done. You had some clutch play in the field, some quality at-bats at important spots, good pitching at times, not perfect, but certainly good enough. And again, Ole Miss is one win away. That was a huge win, obviously. Breaking news, Mort 11, winning the first game of a Super Regional is huge. Biggest crowd in Auburn history, and Ole Miss takes down the Tigers with Taylor Rabe going on the hill tomorrow. He has a chance. And so Auburn's throwing their ace tomorrow. I think Ole Miss is throwing their ace tomorrow as well. So here's your opportunity right here, Ole Miss. You're pitching, I think, largely intact. That's another big point about the game tonight. But we'll get into all that after I, of course, welcome you into the show. Thank you for being here. Asking you to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search, you know, the name right there. Wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. And also right here on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate if you would do that. And again, before we get into the box score, I'm going to tell you about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi, up there just outside of Tupelo. They've got everything you need for your home, inside and outside. If you need new appliances or home furnishings or home improvement projects or anything in your yard or in your garden or on your farm or on your hunting property, they have got it there. And they also have anything John Deere that you need. Zero turns for 0%, 36 months. Five series tractors, 0%, 84 months. Compact tractors, 0%, 72 months. 0% for commercial mowers on 36 months. And if you need a gator, 1.9%. That's it. Just 1.9%. That's the worst deal of the group is 1.9% for any John Deere Gators. Go check them out. 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo. Scruggs has got everything you need under one roof. And most importantly, for less, when you go, tell them that I sent you. Ole Miss gets the win 6-4. Had an interesting lineup decision. They flip-flopped, but Braden Randall started the field in the outfield, his first time playing outfield since he was, I believe, 14 years old, is what Chase Parham said. I'll take his word for it. The first time since he was 4 years old, got the start in right field. They moved him over to left, and ultimately, what a great decision that was. He was, both of them, I think, with two outs, right? RBIs. Both of his hits led to runs for Ole Miss, kind of set the tone in this game. You also had a two-hit night from Decker. Judd Uermark had two hits, but one of them should count as like three or four hits. He hit a sandwich trajectory, but driver distance over that monster there at Auburn, a huge two-run home run, just an absolute tank bomb is what that was. Unbelievable. And then you had Colin Reuter with a huge home run that, I mean, really allowed Ole Miss to have some separation. Without that, I mean, the game's still going on right now. So the unconventional lineup obviously worked great. I asked, I think it was during the SEC tournament or maybe last week, at what point do you just throw Braden Randall out in left field? At what point do you do that? You need his bat in the lineup. It's not like he is like whoever is playing left, the rotating cast of characters there are so unbelievable in the field that playing him would be some kind of disaster when you consider what he brings at the plate. He delivered tonight. Reuter at DH delivered tonight. And then pitching-wise, Hunter Elliott not his best tonight.
Four and a third, six hits, but just two runs. He did walk four and hit a batter. But where he was able to survive was escaping jams, bases loaded, got out of that with a big double play. Excellent stuff from his middle infield. I forget the batter's name, but a speedster for Auburn. They were able to turn that double play quickly to save a run. And then, of course, loaded the bases again and only gave up one run. Another double play to end that inning as well is really what saved Hunter Elliott. He was playing with fire all night, really, and Ole Miss did not get burned by it. Those two double plays, if Ole Miss is able to go to Omaha, those two double plays are a huge reason why. Now, I mean, there's so many things that you can go through, of course. Again, the Reuter home run, the Uttermark home run, which maybe that can be his everlasting image at Ole Miss. The team has not come through for him when it comes to having like that career moment. He's done a lot of good things at Ole Miss. He's got a billion home runs. But like when you look at like a Tim Elko, he's got that everlasting image of the regional home run. He's limping and there's the beer shower. That could be that everlasting image of Judd Uttermark's career at Ole Miss. You remember that time he hit the ball a 1,000 feet in the air and then 1,000 feet over the left field wall in game one of that super regional that ultimately led Ole Miss to go to Omaha. So a big moment for him, just like optics is not the right word, but I mean, just to have the visual, big spot, big moment, big game in a win that was really good stuff there. But Elliott, again, not his best, only goes 4 2/3. Calhoun came in, settled it down. Hooks closed it out late, did give up the one solo home run. But if you'd have told me going into this game that Hunter Elliott's only going to go 4 1/3, I would have thought that there's no way in hell that Ole Miss is winning this game. And I mean, so Calhoun threw 46 pitches, Hooks threw 32. Both of them obviously can go again in this. And of course, you love what you have with your two starters coming. If there's a game three, if necessary, you love what you have there, but both of those guys can go again. I mean, Liberatt was good last week. Robertson was good last week. This is setting up beautifully for Ole Miss to take care of business and punch their ticket to Omaha if they can get it done. But this game went about as ideally as it could, with the exception of Elliott not giving you, you know, something like 7 complete. But save the pitching. There was one, the one error defensively, but the middle infield was good. Just a great night. I mean, that's what it is. Just a great night. I will stop rambling now and get to your comments. That's what you're here for anyway. Get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, auto, home, life, or insurance for your business anywhere in Mississippi. 601-823-3500. 601-823-3500. It's worth a phone call. What's 5 minutes going to do? It's not going to hurt. It's certainly not. So go check them out, Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, and tell them it was me that sent you there. Also, Priority One Bank, 16 locations in Mississippi. They make you their priority every day with their online banking platform, their local loan servicing and decision making, and more. Check them out, Priority One Bank, because again, they make you their priority. And also Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. So yes, you drive the conversation now. I mean, there's a whole lot that you can say, and then there's not much that you can say at the same time. It's just solid all around, other than Elliott's start. Now you're getting Auburn's best shot on the mound tomorrow. I talked about this on the radio show. So I'm going into this game. I thought that tonight was, as close to a must win besides the obvious, right? Of course you need to win game one of a super regional, like 80% of game one winners ultimately go to Omaha, but you did not see Auburn's ace tonight. This was a good pitcher. He's good. His numbers were good. And you saw that a quality, capable pitcher, but just your standard SEC weekend righty. And over the last few weeks, he's had some rather difficult starts. So I thought that Ole Miss needed to win this game in particular because you're going to see a bigger challenge tomorrow on the mound. And they did take advantage. You had, again, the Randall hits early and then the Uttermark home run. And then they Auburn goes to the bullpen to Cormier. And that is when that was CBS giving me the notification that the Knicks won because all of you guys watched that tonight. And then you get the Reuter home run. So, I mean, you did enough at the plate, held them to four runs, played pretty darn solid defense. The Randall outfield thing worked. Just a solid, really good night in a really hostile environment. Mental toughness displayed by Hunter Elliott, his infield, the hitters, handling the environment, handling everything. It's just, what else can you say, man? I'll let you guys say it instead of me. How about that? All right, we get a hottie toddy in the chat in all caps. Big game one, saved arms two. One of the better games they've played all year, really, for sure. And remember last week, the reason they got to the regional final was they played super clean. And that was a big deal tonight. Again, it wasn't like perfect, but those were not the easiest double plays you've ever seen turn in your life. And they just did it cleanly and got out of the inning. And yeah, just solid. How about that moonshot? My God, did he hit that baseball far? And he didn't pimp it because you guys know me. I don't like all the like over the top. Look at me showmanship. And Uttermark, when he hit it, you could tell he was, forgive my language, right? Earmuffs, you got kids in the car or whatever. You could, even a guy that has over 50 home runs in his career hit that one and thought, oh shit. You could see that like happen on his face. Like even he was surprised that he could hit a baseball that far. Oh man. Starting Reuter and Randall, and they gave you four of the six RBIs. Absolutely. Absolutely. Best lineup of the season. Got a vintage postseason Hunter Elliott tonight, 7-0 all-time in postseason starts. What an incredible stat that is. So Ole Miss is undefeated in Hunter Elliott postseason starts, and he has been the winning pitcher in five of those seven games, I believe. So it was 4 of 6, right? Now it's 5 of 7. Is he the winning pitcher tonight? No, Calhoun is the winning pitcher tonight. I'm an idiot. But still, Ole Miss undefeated when Hunter Elliott pitches in the postseason. That is true. A big let's go. Sent him home sad. Thought they managed things very well with the pitching. Elliott was losing it a little, and Calhoun was really good. Yeah, I had the thought, like one batter before they actually pulled Elliott, that it was like, okay, it's time. Gave him one more batter. You know, that's not, it wasn't mismanaged at all. I had the thought, I'm sure you guys did, that, okay, it's about time here. But yeah. Let's go. Do trophies. Still looking like Drew Brees. Our olive branch boy is clutch. Never saw how far Judd's homer went, but man, that was sent into orbit. Let me see if Ole Miss, because they usually tweet those. See if they put out one of those home run graphics. Okay. See, the track man is wrong. All right. There's no way on God's beautiful earth that Judd Uttermark home run only went 376 feet, a 43 degree launch angle, 43 and a half degree launch angle. There is I mean a 0% chance. I know it was super high, and so that does limit the distance some. But I'm telling you, whoever measures that home run, 0% chance that was 376 feet. You got to recalibrate the track man or something, because that ain't right. It's just not accurate. The ball went further than that. It's maybe the best lineup they've come up with, I think so. Too many strikeouts in the postseason. This offense just strikes out too much. 14 tonight. I mean, it's just what they do. It's what they're always going to do. It's frustrating as hell, but you know, when you hit a pair of two-run home runs, it works. Just kind of think most of the analysis here is pretty basic, but they played well. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for backing me up on that. They strike out a lot, but what they did what they needed to do. Taylor Rabe, please take them home. I mean, you got to feel amazing with how Rabe has pitched here. Let me pull up his last few starts because he's been spectacular. Let's see. All right. So here are, let's go to Georgia. The Georgia game, six complete, did give up three runs on nine hits, but six complete and three runs against that Georgia team. At Arkansas, two runs on five hits. A&M got to him a little bit. That's been his worst outing in a while. Five runs on six hits. At Alabama, one hit, no runs. At Nebraska, four hits, one run. I mean, he's just been awesome lately. And it looks like he's more and more confident every time that he goes out to pitch. Elliott can't go past the fifth anymore. I do wonder if they're able to get to the College World Series. I mean, I guess at this point, you don't make a change. I do think that Rabe is their best pitcher, though. But, you know, maybe you just don't screw it up. That'll show them not to screw up the hotel reservations. Oh, geez. I felt for Chase on that one. His posting gets screenshotted and taken out of context. And then Twitter's just the worst place in the world these days. I mean, it's just so intense, you know? Everybody's just mad on there. They finally couldn't wear the navies and won a game. Superstition over. Yeah. Calling strikes really low in the zone tonight. The zone was really bad. It is a human being back there after all, but I am really looking forward to the day where ABS is implemented in college baseball. They need it. And not the BS strike zone that we got in the SEC tournament. I mean the real strike zone. They need it. They need it. Crazy Randall is the most clutch hitter on the team with runners on, isn't it, though? Keep him in the lineup. Doesn't matter. I don't care about splits. Wish they would stop striking out looking so much. Yeah, I mean, I wish I had abs, too. You know, just some things are never going to happen. Can Logan Smith ensure me not having a heart attack tomorrow? Hey, give him a call if your chest is feeling tight. He'll take care of you. They have a chance to now completely shift the story on Bianco's tenure going forward. And this team, man, no, we're not going to have this conversation. They've got to win one more game. Got to win one more. Told a buddy last week, felt like if they win tonight with Hunter, I can't see Auburn winning against Rabe and Townsend, but it's baseball. Yeah, absolutely right. It is baseball. But, I mean, I've had that same thought this week on the radio show that if you win this first game, you're winning the super regional. It just seems too black and white, but you know, baseball is a crazy sport. Crazy things have happened. I know that that is the message being preached to that team right now. That, I mean, you know, great game. You played well. You haven't won anything yet, so don't you dare go thinking that you have. And they won't. That team's got too many veterans, too many experienced guys, too many really smart guys to let that be a thing that infiltrates them. So that's not even really worth talking about. But yeah. Ken with the super chat. Thank you, Ken. I love your Chili's profile picture, by the way. Doesn't matter what hotel they're staying in. That's a W on the planes. You say, howdy, howdy from Austin, Texas. Good to see you, Ken. I know you're excited about football season. Your team's coming to you. So that'll be cool. That'll be really cool. Oh, isn't the Formula One race in town that weekend too? Aren't they both happening at the same time? Probably a logistical nightmare, but I mean, if you need to pay off your mortgage, maybe just rent your house for the week. You'd be set. Hunter Hudson Hooks is a great combo. It is. It is. You just wish that Elliott would give you a little bit more, but it worked out tonight. It worked out tonight. I do wonder if you try your hardest. No, gosh, no. No, you win right then. I mean, you go that's your combination tomorrow, too, if you can build a lead, right? Regardless of the size of the lead, one run, whatever. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, guys. I'm just a yapper. I don't know what I'm talking about. My role is not knowledge. My role is just to entertain you guys for a little while and talk about what you want to talk about. Regardless of the amount of runs you're up by, if you can get a lead, it is Rabe and then Hudson and Hooks again. You do it again because how many pitches did he throw, you ask? They list him here, Hooks, at 32 pitches. And Calhoun at 46. So he may not be available tomorrow, but Hooks is definitely available tomorrow. But, I mean, Calhoun should be too. They're both able to pitch tomorrow. Yeah, Hooks is definitely available. Yes, absolutely he is. Yep. That is the same weekend. Rent your house out. Rent your house out. You're going to love it. How do you throw a little too many for tomorrow? You know, here's your dream scenario. I mean, your dream scenario is Rabe, Hooks, College World Series. That's your dream scenario. So, would be great if that's how it happens. So, anyway, this one's going to be shorter, guys, because it's just one game. Tomorrow, if they're able to punch their ticket, we'll go a long time. We'll sit back and go a long time. And if they don't, we'll do that on Sunday night. But just a huge win, massive opportunity for Ole Miss tomorrow. Game time is what, 4 o'clock? Let me double check for you before I let you go. I believe it is. It's 4 o'clock, right? Let me get there. Yep, 4 o'clock tomorrow with the opportunity to send themselves to the College World Series. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, like, all that good stuff. And I will see you guys after the game tomorrow. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.